Chance to do a number of different things at practice today. We actually finished working some 2 minute at the end of the game. Offense was behind by four, different amount of timeouts, different amount of time left. And then during the middle part of practice, we just had a competition right back and forth. I moved the ball, coaches off the field. This part of the install is getting less. So it's now time to see what the players know and not the coaches hollering at them and making sure they have it. So the work ethic was great today. And we put in a good day, good solid day. Guys got a lot better, and we'll go back, look at it today, and we'll keep emphasizing all the stuff we can with the rooks. We're throwing so much at them. This is their time to cram it in, and we're certainly doing that. So we had a big day coming ahead with the red zone. That's what we'll finish on at the end of the week. So with that, I'll open it up for you guys. Questions that you saw at practice today.
Yeah, Coach Devontae, what was his status? Looked like he was limited.
Yeah, we kept him limited today. He had a strain that we just want, so he'll be back for Thursday. And it was just something that, you know, we held him. He could do some things, and we made this the coach's decision to hold him. He could have gone, but we decided just to hold him for the sake of being, you know, fresh for throughout all the OTAs.
And Claiborne getting him back.
He's number 45 on defense. That's three times so far in the OTAs. What do you think of him overall?
We wanted to see the speed coming from our linebacker unit, and we play a lot of zone defense, so those are the times when how fast a guy can go and break on the ball. And so it's easier in the 7-on-7 portions when you know it's pass. So we've seen a number of those. Now we're getting to see where we've seen them in the team periods and where those guys are making the calls come to life. So we've been encouraged by the young guys. We've got a long way to go with them, but they've shown each day some really quick traits.
You got 25 rookies on the roster. I mean, are y'all trying to go younger? You're just seeing what they have.
We want to see and take every single guy here as far as we can. And so every one of those 25 guys, it's really important for the coaches to get to know and learn every single guy so we can find out what unique stuff we have. And then we're going to try like crazy to draw it out of them. And if a guy can do certain things, now's the time we start switching positions. Can you do more than one thing? And that's been the real emphasis. So there's been a number of guys that are totally going for it that are coming through for, you know, to see the different things they can add to the team. First way on the bus is special teams. And we start the practice off that every day with that. So that's where it starts for a lot of the young guys.
You mentioned speed at linebacker there, but offensively, how are you starting to see that evolve with the personnel now that you've got?
We have a saying around here, good things happen to those who run. And so we emphasize that as part of our training, as part of the practice, and we want to play fast. So the run game sets up the keepers, and from there we get into, you know, the drop back game, the stuff we do. So the speed, whether it's outside, at, you know, you may not say think of speed at offensive line, but it's like how aggressively and hard we come off the ball. And that might be tight ends, running backs, fullbacks. However it is, we're trying to come off the ball as hard as we can, run plays, pass plays, and make them all feel similar. So I've been pleased with the effort of that so far.
We just talked with Julio, and he kept talking about communication. Are you seeing a difference out there, and you're pleased with how they're communicating?
We are pleased with the communication. They've worked extremely hard to get, you know, the time together, and that started way back in our off season where they had some time even away from here to have that bond together. And the more time we do that, the better it even gets. Now sometimes the communication can be by a look, a hand signal. And when we're starting to get to that level, that's when some of the really cool stuff happens.
Coach, do you think some of the breakdown there was just part of maybe the growing pains of the first year, last season?
I know there were some things that we certainly played well, and there's lots of things for us to say. We're, you know, setting out to do certain things. Some of the growing pains were for sure for us about the football and our turnover margin being about the ball. We've got to live that way. So we finished right in the middle in takeaways defensively. We were near the bottom offensively in giveaways. So that part of our game, we're intended on getting right. And we know once that gets right, we trust the scheme. The players are fully functioning in it. And so we're having a terrific offseason. We're pumped about where we're at.
In the short time that you've had him, what do you know about your new center, and how much difference can a player like Alex make?
The difference of a guy who's a number one, a communicator inside, where on each play, you know, we're identifying certain people, whether in the run game, you know, who we're certainly going to. He makes calls that go up and down the line of scrimmage. When you play a zone scheme, so many of the blocks are combination blocks, so he's the one that kind of sets it off for us. In the pass game, it's the protections and having it. He's big like a guard, but he plays quick like a center. And so having that size and bulk insides, oftentimes the quicker guys are the lighter guys. And so he has the size of a guard but plays with the quickness of a light guy. So I guess you have the ability to get off the ball but have some punch when you get there.
Yeah, he's not a dumb guy, is he?
No, that goes for sure. And a lot of times we had, you know, questions at the meeting day, who are we going to? What block is this? And he was the one that kept, you know, firing the information out over and over again. He takes great pride in having that mental quickness.
Are you finding your second season a little bit easier now that you got a whole year under your belt as far as running the whole show?
I don't know if easier, but I think it's more clear, and we certainly have a vision of how we'd like our team to play. And with that toughness, with that attitude, the togetherness for them, the brotherhood that it takes, me articulating that better to the club, that part is more clear. I have a better understanding of the players. I have a better understanding of what they can do. And I think you have to go through a season to find out what someone's strengths are. Every one of us here came into the offseason with things to improve upon. That came from the coaches as well, all the way through the offseason. And now that we're into the offseason with the players, they had certain things they wanted to work on in their game. And we're working like crazy to keep doing that. We got to, this week and the mini camp next week to iron out some of those things we wanted to get right before we head into the 2016 training camp.
I don't know if somebody's asked you this, but did you go over the injury update yet?
We have not gone over the injury update, so we can follow up with that now. And the injury update from today, there's no changes with the exception of we held Devontae Freeman out today. He did some individual work, but we didn't put him into the team session, but no changes from last week's injury report.
Okay, thank you. Coach, you had mentioned just in terms of everybody has something to improve upon.
Yep.
What about for yourself?
Yeah, tons. And for me, it started, number one, with communication and my articulating that exactly to the staff, what we want from the players, my communication with the players. Can that be better? Can we bridge that part better? So we all have a really clear vision how we want to play. So, yeah, I've been working hard on a lot of things, too. And one, getting to onboard some of these new guys and getting to know them as well as I can and spending the time with them, being present in those conversations to make sure we can just find and dig on every single guy to take them as far as we can.
I heard a lot about change, but from last season, I heard the music out here. Is there still going to be a DJ here during training camp?
There will be during camp, so any requests, we can now email Brian Kearns. That's B Kearns. Just kidding. So, honestly, what we're looking for is fast paced music, and we want those beats, over 120 beats a minute. We want them going fast, and we like that energy that it brings. It also provides some crowd noise where those communications have to take place, so when we go into some loud stadiums, it's not like where we have to start working crowd noise for the first time. So it's kind of double fold where we want the juice, we want the energy, and then we also like it where it causes a little chaos, makes it a little louder, and you have to rely on some hand signals and some eye contact.
Finalization as far as the road trip during the season, going out west where you guys will practice and things like that?
Not finalization, but we're getting close to nailing that, and I can communicate that with you guys for next week. We're getting near the end of that communication of possibly staying out for a trip.
Hakeem King's a guy who's gotten a lot of work outside. In what areas do you feel like he's improved in?
I think just the finish part, and that was the thing we challenged with Hakeem during the offseason, the urgency to play and finish. And playing outside and playing in this league where you go against some top guys, it's not, three in a row that are really good and the fourth one, okay, it's every single one, man, that grit, that passion to finish every time you step out. Playing outside, because just because your guy wasn't covered doesn't mean he was open. So you have to, keep at it every single play, and that's a hard mindset for a corner, and one we've asked him to work on a bunch.
Do you have any opinions as far as being favored to win 3 games this season? Does that put a chip on your shoulder and on a team?
No, I don't let anyone else's comments motivate me and our club. For sure, it's going to be about us and our team, so we don't let anyone outside our room dictate how we're going to play or how we're supposed to feel. We're going to attack it with everything we got.